Blog Talk Radio.
This is Reverend Stan and Apostle Jason Wade. He's here with us today. And today is Saturday, February the 22nd, 2014. I want to welcome everybody to the Healing Light Show. I hope this show blesses everybody. And I ask Divine Father to come within this show and just reveal himself. Jesus, just reveal yourself to everybody through this show. Let kingdom come here on earth and be within this show. Reveal yourself to everybody in the show. Holy Spirit, hit them now. Be revealing things to them the whole time, during the time they're listening to this show. Ask you to turn their hearts on to Christ. Reveal yourself to them. Reveal everything that they need to know. Holy Spirit, I ask you to reveal this to them while this show is going on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But today is, like I said, it's February 22nd, 2014. I got some announcements. One of the main announcements that I've been announcing here each week was the Art Thomas event, May the 16th through the 17th. He's coming to Catawba County. We're trying to find a place to have it right now. It's called Empowering of the Holy Spirit Evangelism Training. What we're going to do, he's going to teach you out of the Bible where it talks about, you know, healing and evangelism, and he's going to take you scripture by scripture, reveal things to you through the scripture to open your mind, because a lot of the religious training and stuff nowadays has got you out of believing in the power of God. He's going to take you right in the Word where it tells you to do the power of God, how to open yourself to the power of God. See, the Christian life ain't a psychological thing. It's a supernatural thing, kind of like Sid Roth says on there. The Christian life is a supernatural life, not a psychological life. And once you see that happening, that, and then everything just falls right into place. But, yes, May the 16th and the 17th, the Empowering of the Holy Spirit Evangelism Training is coming. If I can't find a place, I'll get a place, but it will be coming to Catawba County, and I will be advertising, you know, pretty soon. I'm just not really advertising, you know, here in the area until I could actually find a place. But that's one thing I was going to talk about. And I do want to tell everybody, if you want to call in, the guest call in to this show is 347-996-3615. I'll repeat this. It's 347-996-3615. And if you would want to call in, you know, call in and we'll pray for you. You'll see instant healing. It ain't something you got to wait for a couple of days. Me and Jason hit you. You know, Satan's going to move, so you don't have to worry about it. So just like I said, 347-996-3615, and see what happens. We've had a lot of, you know, good cases here on this radio show where they've been delivered, and sicknesses went away and all type of good things like that. And if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/, this is in big letters now, Healing Light Show. It's www.facebook.com/healinglightshow. Future, I am planning to have a Healing Light YouTube page. When we start doing more street ministry and stuff, I am planning to have a Healing Light YouTube page where we'll be hitting the street, and you'll see some testimonies. And that'll be a real eye-opening thing for a lot of people that they hear this stuff, but they don't really believe it. This way, you will believe it. So you'll see it. And we'll even invite you, if you live in the area, that you can come, and we'll pray for you. You'll see with your own eyes with the Holy Spirit, or, you know, invite you on the show, and we'll pray for you. And like I said, you can call today, and you can find out for yourself. You don't have to hear it and just, you know, guess about it. Experience His healing for yourself. See His transformation for yourself. Don't just listen to it. Get involved. You know, have the Holy Spirit to work on you. See things. See, you know, your leg be healed. See your lungs be healed. See your stomach be healed. Whatever's going on with you, see this be healed. This here's a healing Saturday. And I've had a few of them here lately. I kind of like slow down on the gas. I used to really hit people up trying to get gas. But I'm really not doing that right now. I'm really going into the Word and trying to get more things out here. But, yeah, in our Blog Talk show, if you want to check out Blog Talk anytime you want to, just go straight to the page. It's blogtalkradio.com/locate777. It's blogtalkradio.com/locate, L-O-C-A-T-E, 777. You can go there. And a new thing that just came up, you know, just the other day, I got the Healing Light Ministry team shirts in. The Healing Light Ministry shirts came in. And when we get some people on our ministry team, I've got some, you know, in mind I'm going to ask. But when I get some Healing Light Ministry team, they're going to get a T-shirt. And what I'm planning to do is, you know, if you would want to order one, just, you know, go to www.facebook.com and / Healing Light Show and just message me, and I'll give you the details about ordering the shirt. I got a large, I got mediums, you know, that type of thing. And it'll help finance our show, too, because I don't take donations. I want to do that in the future once I figure out how to do that, because my whole show I actually finance myself. I've not really asked anybody to help me. I did the whole show myself, and the Lord has blessed me where I could. But I like the show to be able to support itself where, you know, I could feel free to do other things with the show where I don't have to struggle trying to get this and that for the show. But if the show could support itself, it would help the ministry tremendously. and it'll be a very big blessing to all of us. Everybody's working in this show that comes in and helps. Jason Wade, I thank him so much because he comes and helps and shares his time with us. And I know he won't have time sometimes, but he does anyway. And I'm very blessed for him to come on the show and help us out. But, you know, it's just people like that. It gets involved in our show. It really makes this thing what it is. And I really appreciate all of them. But I'm going to get our daily word meditation for the day. And let's see. It's called I Am Blessed by My Friends. My friends are and loved ones are gifts from God. We celebrate when our lives are smooth, easy, and filled with joy. And we stand together in challenging times of loss and disappointment. Regardless of what is happening in our lives, my loved ones are a blessing. Each moment together is a gift we share. Our connections is a manifestation of divine love and harmony. We are here to bring out the best in one another. Spirit of God permeates my relationships, whether in times of challenge and crisis or times of happiness and joy. I open my heart to my friends. We grow together in love. With God in the midst of our friendship, we truly are blessed. Some friends play at friendships, but in true friends, sticks closer when one's nearest to kin. So what this is saying is when true friends, when you have a true friend, when you go through hard times, they're going to come closer to you and try to help you with your situation. But other friends, when hard times come, they flee. They're just there for a moment just to, you know, they're not really your friend. But if really your friend, he was sitting biblically, that was Proverbs 18:24. If you have a real friend, he's going to stick with you. He's going to stick with you when you're going through hard times. It's like the Lord. The Lord sticks with you through hard times and through good times. He's there to celebrate both of them with you. And a good friend here on earth, they do the same thing. But that was the daily word for today. And I'm going to go straight into Revelations. I'm going to read Revelations. It's Revelation 22. And it's verse 3. It says, nothing that is under God's curse will be found in the city. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city. His servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their forehead. There shall be no more night, and there will not need lamps or sunlight, because the Lord God will be their light, and they will rule as kings forever and ever. Then the angel said to me, those words are true and can be trusted. And the Lord God, who gives his spirit to the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must happen very soon. Listen, says Jesus, I am coming soon. Happy are those who obey the prophets' words in the book, in this book. Ah, John has heard and seen all these things. And when I finished hearing and seeing them, I fell down at the feet of the angel who had shown me these things. And I was about to worship him, but he said to me, don't do it. I am a following servant of yours and of your brethren and the prophets and of all those who obey the word in the book, in this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not keep the prophet words of this book a secret, because the time is near when all this will happen. Whoever is evil must go on doing evil, and whoever is filthy must go on being filthy. Whoever is good must go on doing good. Whoever is holy must go on being holy. Listen, says Jesus, I am coming soon. I will bring my rewards with me to give to each one according to what he has done. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Happy are those who wash their robes clean, and so they have the right to eat the fruit from the tree of life and then go through the gates into the city. But outside the city are the perverts and those who practice magic and immoral and murderers, those who worship idols and those who are liars, both in words and deeds. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to announce these things to you in the churches. I am descended from the family of David. I am the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride says, come. That's the word from the Lord, and that's from Revelations. Kind of hardcore there, but I've been pushed in Revelations today for some reason, and, you know, I don't really know. You know, everybody says, you know, the Lord is coming, and I don't know when. I have no idea, but, you know, he's just getting people ready and getting them to look up. Instead of looking down and looking into their lives about all their problems and all their things, he wants you to keep your eyes up to the sky, or keep your eyes on the prize, like they say. Keep your eyes on the prize, and that's what he wants you to do. And a lot of times we get so caught up in our lives, you know, taking our kids to all these football games and baseball games and yoga things and all these different things, you know, that really has not hardly no meaning to it. But when we keep our eyes on Christ, we keep our eyes in the Word, that's when we start getting revelations. That's when we start seeing things happen in our life. That's what we need to do. We need to, you know, keep our eyes in the Word. And, you know, it's good to have friendship, like we just talked about. It's good to have friendship with other Christians because it keeps you connected to the Word. I know this myself. When I get myself out of the Word, not like I should, and I get busy doing lawn care, doing many things with my family, this and that, and I get so busy I just forget to pick up the Bible and read it and really pray like I should. And I start seeing my spiritual life start falling down pretty quick. And, you know, I do hands-on healing, and I see that not working very good because, the connection between me and the Lord is getting very, very thin. And that's when you got to get your eyes back on the prize, like I said. Then we get your eyes back on the prize, on Christ, and then you start seeing things manifest. You start seeing healings happen. You start seeing your life, you know, go through a lot better things. And a lot of times we just get so that the enemy gets our minds so much off of things. It's like when we're on a computer or something. Have you ever saw when you're on a computer, you see that little thing advertising date lines and, you know, and triple X things, all these weird things that pops up and your eyes are looking. Before you know it, you're getting caught up in stuff, right? And then before you know it, the enemy has got you on his little ring. Anytime you see something like that, just delete it. Keep your eyes on the prize. Or if you're going to many sports events, and it's just like one championship after another championship after another champion, or another game after another game and another game and another game, take a year off. I've heard parents that took a year off, took their kids out of this stuff for a year and said, you know, we're going to sit down, we're going to be a family. We're not going to run like chickens with their heads cut off all year long, because that ain't the way you're supposed to live, man. I mean, you're supposed to live as a family. You're supposed to build that bond. How can you build a bond when you're dropping your kids off every 10 minutes? You hardly ever see them. You see them in a van, and then you see them dropped off, and you pick them up and drop them off to go to sleep. I mean, you don't really see your kids. You don't really have that relationship with them. Maybe it might be good to take a year off. And I'm not telling them to take them completely out of everything, because, you know, whatever is what you need to do. I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying there's other parents that took time off with their kids for a year and had them sit at home, you know, instead of, you know, still go to school and, you know, do the normal things, but not doing all these activities. Cut the activities down. You have activities with them. I know I've heard of another parent that had activities for their kids. It's like they put all the kids in the car and they went to the local landmark. Like they had a covered bridge or something that was from the past, and they would go and walk across the bridge and learn the history about their community, and went to the museums in their community together. And the kids will remember that forever. You know, every time you spent just a little bit of time, now you don't have to take them to a big theme park to spend time. You can. But that ain't a have-to case. You don't have to go to a big theme park. You can go to a museum. You can go to a local historic area in your town and, you know, just spend time with them. Take them fishing, you know, take them boating, Something simple like that. Take them to the pool. You know, spend time with them. They just want quality time with you. You know, I know there's a lot of parents, me myself, I was single at one time. Thank God, you know, God brought me another wife. And I would have my daughter, you know, with me. She would be with me on a weekend or so, and I didn't know what to do with her. Much I take her where I could, and this and that. But it'd be both basically here at the house. We had one on one, you know, time, but it wasn't like I should. You know, I should have took her out to many different things. And I remember at one time I took, she's 18 at this time, but I remember one time I took her to it's like a skating land or something. No, it's kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese off place. And me and her went in there and played games. We had a great time. It was just me and her. We played pool, we played pinball machines, we played video games, and just me and her, and we had a great time. And man, I tell you, I miss that time, and I wish I could get that back again. But you know, once they grow up, you don't get to see that anymore. I got two more children now; they're 7 and 8, and we do that. We play around all the time. It's like a big kid. I love kids. They get on my nerves at times. You know, kids do get on your nerves. They do crazy things, and that's part of kids, and you just got to deal with it. But, you know, there is those special times where you get to know your kids, you get to spend time, you get to be their friend, their father. And there's one of the main things that, you know, is a big problem nowadays. All the parents want to be their best friends. The Lord didn't put you in their life to be their best friend. He put you in their life to be their parent. You need to be their parent, not their best friend, their parent. When things come up, stand up for them. When things come up in their lives, do what you need to do. Tell them that they're wrong. Because, you know, they might hate you now, but when they get older, they're going to understand what you said to them, how you protected them, how you protect them against, you know, those druggy friends and or whatever, how you stood up and let them see what they were doing. Because a lot of times you can see ahead of things that they can't see. And a lot of times, a lot of the parents have been through this in their lifetime, and they don't, you know, they've saw this, they've been down this route, and they try to stand up for their kids and try to help them out. It's always important for you to do that. Don't let them go down your road. You see them start going down your road, you step up and you pull them out of that. If you've got to, you know, do what you got to do, but don't let them go down that route. The enemy's waiting. The enemy's already messed with you. You don't want him to mess with your kids. Don't let him get in your kids' life. Don't let him get in your kids' life, because he will. He knows the game. He knows all the little ins and outs your family screwed up on. And he's going to try it on them. They're going to be next. And it's up to you if you're going to let that happen. So always be involved in your family's life. God loves you. He loves your kids. He gave you a blessing with your kids. Your kids is a blessing that he gave you. They are a present from God for you to help grow up. And then they're designed to go on their own. But he designed these kids for you. He's like, you know, he didn't have to send this soul to you. He could send this soul to somebody else to be a parent. He could send that soul to anybody in the world, but he sent that one soul that's in your kid to you for you to help raise and manage the right way. And the question is how are you going to manage that? How are you going to teach that soul the right thing that God shared a part of his body with? Are you going to teach him or teach her to do the right thing, or are you going to go ahead and let the world teach it? It's up to y'all, but I'm just saying, spend some quality time with your kids. And I know there's a lot of good parents out there spending as much time as they can and doing the best they can. Hands up to them, thumbs up, you know, amen. Lord, help these parents out. But, you know, there's some parents that's kindly, you know, they're letting the world guide their kids, and them kids is going to turn out pretty bad. I'm sorry. But, you know, it ain't all honky-dory-dory like, you know, they try to tell you. It's not. It's up to the parent to guide them the right way. It's very important. So that's all I want to talk about, you know, today with the ministering and all that. How's it going, Jason?
Hey, man. Good morning, bro. Doing good, man.
Yeah, I had to get on my soapbox for a little bit.
yeah, I was enjoying that, man. Listening to that, it's good stuff, bro.
Yeah,
definitely want to take advantage of those times, man. When your kids are little, bro, can't get those back.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's like I was saying, you know, I had my 18-year-old daughter. I didn't get to see her a whole lot, but, man, you know, those times I did get to see her, I treasure them. And now when you see them 18 years old, that time's gone, man. And
oh, I know.
just just not there anymore. But it's important. I mean, people see their little kids and they see them running around. Oh, they get on my nerves and this and that. But they're like little treasure chests, man. I mean, it's amazing what you could put in that kid, what that kid can turn out to be. And
devil puts a lot of opposition on time with your kids, man. If you notice, you'll always have something pulling you away from your kids, man. That's the devil, bro, trying to get you to be, you know, distracted with the world, man.
Yeah. And one of the biggest things, what I've always saw, is you got to love your kids, man. I mean, you know, they get into things, and that's understandable, but you sometimes, like they say, you got to choose your battle. You got to choose your battle with your kids. You can't always be mad at them. And the thing of it is, once you got to look at your kids how the father looks at you, how he treats you. Does he always slam you all the time? No, he don't. He loves you no matter what. And when you look at your kids as the father looks at you, then your ideas starts changing. And, you know, he's the best father that there is. He created us all and loves us no matter what. Even put his own son to death for us, man. And what greater father could do that, man, you know?
Right.
But trying to represent, you know, just trying to represent.
Yeah.
But, how's it going up your way, man?
Doing good, man. Just enjoying the kingdom, man. Every day, you never know what will happen from one day to the next, man.
Yeah.
To wake up, man. Every day is a new discovery,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I know the enemy slapped us all pretty hard right now, trying to throw obstacles our way. But we're all coming through them. I mean, no matter what, we're coming through them. God's pushing through them. I know. Well, we're all going to end up real good. I know what's so funny.
Rainy. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what was so funny,
a little rainy,
man.
Around here lately.
Yeah. Around everywhere, man. I mean, the enemy's really kicking butt. Trying to kick butt, man, but he's not getting too far. I had a situation yesterday with my mailbox that this lady drove through my yard, went completely around my mailbox, hit the other neighbors. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, how good was God protecting my mailbox?
Drunk. You're lucky she didn't crash right through your front door, man.
Well, I kind of live on a hill.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was right up on. So it wasn't that when it happened, but it was amazing how she could have plowed right through every one of the mailboxes, but she went around it.
Wow.
I was like, how'd she manage that? And then went up the driveway there.
Wow, that's cool.
Amen.
Man.
That's pretty cool when God's even protecting your own mailbox.
She must have had a few. Yeah.
Yeah, she
too
does.
Much to drink,
she has. She has some situations there, but anyway, I feel blessed her anyway, and I know her dad's gonna doing straighten things out here in the neighborhood with what she did hit.
Oh, but, you know the person, huh?
Oh, next door neighbor. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought it was just like someone driving down the street or something.
No, we the police came and did some checking on where the tire tracks went, and it went right to the neighbor's car, and it had like mud all over the tires. So, wasn't no way out of that one. So,
funny, man.
But the father of the girl's gonna go and take care of things, and thank God he is. And I didn't want to see that getting worse, but everything's going to come out good. And you know, God protects everything, man. I mean, you stay in the Word, and you keep God as your Lord and Savior. He's going to protect you, your household. He's going to protect everything. But once you start breaking down that barrier, that's when things start happening.
Yeah,
you know, that's why I want everybody here on here today. I want to know that you know you build that family relationship, or you know. Help your friends out. Try to be a good friend, and you build that relationship with God. And all your relationships, you start seeing things manifest. You start seeing love manifest. You start seeing things go good for you for once. And that's what we all need in our lives. We need that, you know, that relationship with our kids or with our wives, and you know, with our friends, you know. And I saw some people, you know, they get a friend or a couple of them, and, you know, they only use them when they need to. But, you know, you don't do that. You're always there for them during hard times, good times, whatever, you know. And it's all the same. He's, and the friend, you know, maybe they'll bless you in the future. You never know, you know. But it's always good to have all that. But like I was wanting to tell y'all, you know, me and Jason are going to do some healing prayer for people. If you want to call in, the number is 347-996-3615. The number is 347-996-3615, and we're going to be right back. And I'm going to play Hold On. See y'all here in a minute.
Too much is too little. They let him go. They had no sudden healing. Think that providence would take a child from his mother while she prays is appalling. Who told us we'd be rescued? What has changed and why should we be saved from nightmares? We're asking why this happened to us. Who have died to live? It's unfair. This is what it means to be held. How it feels when the sacred is torn from life and you survive. This is what it is to be loved and to know that the promise was when everything fell. We need help. This hand is bitterness. We want to taste it. Let the hatred know our sorrow. The white hand opens slowly to lilies of the valley.
Time.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Stan. It was Natalie Grant. Hold on. You can pick up any CD at any local Christian bookstore, Walmart. She has a new CD out now. I'm not really sure about the name, but, you know, she has some good music. Just go and check it out and hear some great Christian things. Right now, we've not really had anybody to call in at much, and we're kind of waiting. You know, if you need somebody, you need some prayer, you want a healing right now. You don't want to wait no longer. You want God to touch you right now. Call 347-996-3615. If you're just tired of waiting, you're tired of wishful praying that, you know, there ain't a whole lot going on. They're praying, but ain't nothing manifesting. And you want us to pray for you and see something manifest. Holy Spirit to hit you. And I'm not saying their prayers don't work. They do. I mean, don't get me wrong there. But, you know, you need somebody has a faith as hard as a rock, it can knock that down. And me and Jason's been doing this for a while. And, you know, just call us at 347-996-3615 and see that leg get healed. See that pain go away. See that cancer, you know, fade away, disappear. You know, it's amazing to see things like that happen. And I like to see it happen to you. Just call in today. And let's see what else we're going to talk about. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now. You know, everybody's going through many different things in their lives. There's a lot of lessons to be learned now that God is teaching us. There's things that we've not learned in our lives that right now, you know, I saw a lot of people going through lessons that they've really put on the back burner. You know, there's even little weird things that I've not learned that God has thrown up to me. Even, you know, slow down in your car, you know. He'll give you a ticket or something where you'll learn to slow down and help and teach you how to drive better. You know, if you had things going on in your life, he'll throw a big old stop sign to make you stop, see what's going on, to bring you back to reality. A lot of times we leave things in our life and we don't really correct it, you know. And I saw it in my own life that I've not really corrected things. And, you know, God wants us to cross the T's and dot the I's and all this good things, you know, and make things right, because we're not really right until all things in our life is right. And it's things like it, and God sees everything. He saw everything manifest. He saw everything be created by us. Now, there's two creators in our lives. It's us, things that we're wanting to create with our minds and putting in our life, and things that God brings in our life, okay? So when we get God in our life, He starts manifesting through us. But when we don't have God in our life, we try to manifest our own things. When we manifest our own things, that's when we have problems. That's when we have issues. Because we weren't created to walk by ourselves. We created to walk with God. See, when God created Adam and Eve, He walked with them each and every day. And then when Eve grabbed that apple, it brought separation between us and God. And then we try to do things on our own. We walk around this world without God. We run into situations, you know, hating people, disagreeing. I mean, all type of crazy things we ran into. We think we can do it without God, and we end up to a dead end most of the time. And some people come to that dead end, they jump off, and then they just, you know, they destroy their lives. But a lot of us run to God. We're like, Father, we need your help. And he's there with open arms. Like, you know, they asked Jesus, how was the Father? How is the Father really alive? He told a story about, you know, the Father. They had these sons, and, you know, one of the sons would want his inheritance, you know, early before the father died, and the father gave him his inheritance. He went off and, you know, partied it up, lost all his money, and really lost everything, and got so poor that he went and started eating stuff from pigs and stuff because he had no money. He's eating slop. And he's like, you know, the slaves that my father has, they eat better than I do. Maybe I could become his servant or a slave of his. And he went back to his father, and, you know, the sons are like, you know, you don't let our brother in. He squandered your money. He took his inheritance, and you weren't even dead yet, Father. Why do you want this boy back in your house? He ain't nothing but trouble. But the son started coming down the road, and then when the son saw him, when he saw him, his father come running, picked up his robe, and ran to him with open arms. He said, that's the how the Father is to you. He, when you come to him, he comes running with open arms. He's not like, what did you do last week? Did you drink beer? Are you a sorry sinner? He don't do that. He comes with open arms. He loves you no matter what. But the thing of it is, you put this wall down where you can't access God. We don't accept Christ in your life. And Jesus is very easy to accept. You could just ask him to come in, you know. It ain't that hard. And what I would like you to do, if you want to accept Jesus Christ now, I'm going to give you a chance to do that right now while I'm talking about this. If you want Jesus Christ in your life, just say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I accept you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I accept that you died on the cross for my sins and you risen again for me to have salvation. Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross for me. I ask you to become my Savior. Live in my heart. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I ask you to put your hand over your heart now and say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up. Fill me up, Holy Spirit. Fill me up. Fill them up, Holy Spirit. Fill them up. And if you just said this prayer, the Lord has just hit you and you've accepted, you know, Christ into your life. And welcome to the family. But, yeah, that's the way the Father is. He's always there with open arms. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants you. He wants you. He ain't sitting there with a book and marking off things. Well, he did this today and he did that. Oh, you know, that's real bad. No, he's not doing that. He's not doing that. He's wanting you to come to him. That time is running very, very thin right now. We don't know how much more time we have left that the Lord's going to come. We have no idea. So it's best to accept him, you know, as long as he's got this door open. He's had it open for 2,000 years. When Christ died on the cross, he had this door open for you for 2,000 years. How much longer does he need to have that door open for you that you're going to run through it, that you can accept his son? And that time is coming very, very, very close. I mean, I can't tell you when. I can't tell you. So I ain't going to tell you. Even if I knew, I probably wouldn't tell you because it's up to you. You have to step in your life. You got to do things. And, I mean, there's many prophets that tell you this and that. You know, it's going to happen now. It's going to happen in 2 months. Nobody really knows. I mean, if they're telling you this, you know, most likely, you know, they ain't going to be real, dude. I mean, we know we're getting close because the signs in the Bible that Christ tells us that the signs is manifesting every day. And that's the only thing we really got to go by. And that's just the thing about it is I do love to have these end time prophets on here because it's kind of cool to see what they're going to say, you know, but I never do endorse them fully. I never do. I do tell you to treat every day as it is the end time because you don't know what your time, if the world don't come in, you don't know when your world's going to come to end. You don't know if you get in a car accident tomorrow. We don't know. Always be ready for Jesus. Always have him in your heart. You never know when your end of your world is going to come. So always have him in your heart. And got anything you want to say, Jason?
Good stuff, man. No, yeah, definitely, man. You never know. You know, of course, Jesus said not even the angels, you know the time, so you're not going to know the day he's coming, but it's probably be a good idea to, you know, get ready, though. You know,
yeah.
Treat every day like it could be your last, man.
Yeah.
You know, don't run around all freaking. You know, I don't really worry about it, man. I'm not sitting, you know, looking for a way out of here. I kind of enjoy each day, man, try to make the best of it and, you know.
Amen. There's a lot of people, you know, they stay paranoid all the time about the end time. They get all stuck up in this thing and their life ends up being run by their fear and all this stuff. And then they destroy their lives by all this, you know, propaganda and all this stuff. And then they start turning into more like a, kind of like a, what do you call it, a cult. They start creating a cult. And before
right,
you know
right.
it, these people's in fear, and they're completely out of the Bible. They're just running with this fear mongering thing, and
right.
It's not healthy, man. It's not healthy.
You get all psyched out and worrying about what day Jesus is coming, man. Then when a week goes by and 2 weeks goes by, and then you know you got your mind set on some time frame, then you're gonna be disappointed, man. It's discouragement sets in, bro. I've seen a lot of people, you know, they're. You know, oh, he's going to be here next month. It's going to be within, you know, and then they're they're so psyched up, man. They're running on, you know, they're running full blast, bro. And then they burn out, man, because they're just, you know, going so hard on fear, man. The adrenaline. You want to be led by the Holy Spirit, man, not adrenaline.
Yeah. And like it says biblically, you know, Jesus says, he says, not even he knows the time when the Father is going to have him to come. So, you know, Jesus couldn't even tell you because he don't even know. Only the Father himself knows this. And then the only time that the Son is going to come is when the Father tells him to go down and get his children. So when that happens, you know, it's going to happen all at once. It ain't going to be, well, next week at 2:30, you're going to go. I mean, it ain't going to be like that. You know, it's going to be an all-sudden thing. And it says biblically, it says one, you know, there's going to be two guys in the field. One's going to be took and the other one's going to be left. So we don't really know. And the thing about Christ is, he don't judge you by all the crazy things you go by. He judges you by your heart. If your heart's not right, I mean, you could be the most glorious person to the society that people think you are. They think you're such a good person and you've done all this and that. And, oh, he's the number one guy, but inside your heart is black as coal. And you have so much hate in there that it really corrupts you. You're corrupt inside, but on the outside, you put on this joy face, you know. But, sorry, I mean, if you don't have the Lord in there transforming your heart, you might be left, man. I mean, I can't say, but, you know, you've got to clean that heart. It ain't how good you are, how many good things you do. Now, if you're doing good things and you're doing it with your heart, that's a different situation, you know. If you're doing it because you love the people, you care for them, you want to do the will of the Lord, that's a different situation. But if you're doing it to build, you know, character for yourself, you're trying to do it to show off where people like you, that's all negative, man. You can't do it. You got to do it with love and care, you know. And I saw rich people. They'll go out here and buy all these cars for their kids. They don't really care about their kids. They just want to buy them cars where they'll leave them alone, you know. Here's your car, go get it, and then, you know, get this real expensive sports car, and then they get killed. And, you know, what can you say, you know? You got to show your love to people. And it's not always with things, it's always with caring for them, the right word, the right thing, you know. And God, that's all he expects. He wants your heart to be right. He don't, you know, when your heart starts becoming right, everything else will become right, you know. But living right ain't something you got to make yourself. It's just got to happen. It's got to manifest. It's got to manifest from the inside. The inside always has to be clean before the outside can reveal itself or reveal that to other people. And that's the way it goes, man. I mean, some of the end time prophets, they can get people discouraged. And some of these people, as we know, they try to make money off of this. And I tell everybody out here on my show, do not donate money to these people. Do not go. If you're going to donate to your local church. If you see some people online that's doing healings and they're manifesting, you know, doing God's will, yeah, you can donate to them. Jason here, he has a page where he does street ministry, and I'm all for that. I'm all for donating, helping him out, you know, because he does the will of God. You can see it. It ain't something that he's sitting in a chair, the Lord's coming, I need some food, you know. that ain't the Lord's will. When you're out there hitting the street and you're bringing people to the kingdom of God, that's the real thing, folks. That's the real thing.
Yeah.
But that's where it's at. But Jason, you got anybody's message wanting to come in and get a prayer or anything, or?
No, not on my side of the fence, man. I don't know if you've got anything. I think it's time, man, Saturday morning.
Yeah, everybody's hanging out the house this morning. They're all asleep and chilling out. I know I was going to have Daniel Bryant. We was trying to get him on here, but he had a church service, I think, last night, and it went pretty late, and he said he couldn't really come for that. We are going to still try to get him on here. I don't know when, but we're going to try to get him on here. But there's a couple people I'm trying to get on the show too. And you know, we're going to see what we can do. But I'm going to go ahead and shut this show down for today. And I want to thank everybody for coming. And I'm going to go ahead and do a healing prayer for everybody. Or Jason, would you want to do the healing prayer for everybody?
Sure, man.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, so I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Holy Spirit, right now. Anybody listening right now, I just release the power of God into you. I release the Holy Spirit on you right now. Holy Spirit, fill them right now. Touch them with your healing power right now. Just move around any body part that was hurting you right now and just step out in faith. And right now I command every single spirit of pain, every spirit of trauma, you spirit of infirmity, come out of their body right now. Come out of their arms, come out of their back, come out of their ears, come out of their head, out of their nose, come out of their spine right now. I command your neck, your spine, your back, your arms, all blood, every muscle, every nerve to be healed right now. I command your entire body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet to be healed right now. Every wicked spirit of infirmity and pain and trauma, loose this person right now. Loose this person right now. And I just command your entire body to be restored and to be whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. With this prayer, you know, Holy Spirit, I do ask you to hit them now, as I asked at the beginning of the show. Holy Spirit, hit their heart. I ask you to confirm yourself to them now, Holy Spirit. Reveal now what they need in their life. Put in their mind now what they need in their life. What will help them in their spiritual walk with Christ. You know, reveal this to them now. I ask you to come upon them, you know, in their daily walk for this week. And just, you know, bless them. Let things happen for them that they need. You know, if they're looking for a good church, let them find that church that you want them to go to. And just bless them. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. But yeah, it's a great show today, and I got to talk to me about many different things. And, you know, everybody still learned something. And I'm glad that a lot of these things that I talk about here, I don't really know. It just comes to me while I'm doing a show, and this is something that the Lord really wants to say. But I do have the prayer for protection. I'm going to do this with everybody on the show now, and everybody can say what I'm saying however you want to do it. It says, the love of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. And all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And I want to say thank you, Jason, for coming on the show with us today. It's always
my pleasure, man.
It's always a blessing to have you come on the show, and I respect you highly and what you do out in the street. And I know, you know, God's going to bless you in many different ways. He's going to reveal some major things to you that you don't even know is coming. And
right.
You know, every time that you step to that certain different thing that you don't know what's going on, but there's every fall that you have, there's another door that's going to be open because he blesses you no matter what. If that's you, he's going to open another door. The devil throws something else at you, he's going to open up a higher door. So God's going to come back and going to come back and correct everything that the devil's doing. It's kind of like Job. You know, he was the prophet of God where you know, he was like the holy guy, and he loved God so much, but Satan had his time and his life to really screw him up pretty bad. He tried to. And then at the end of the story, God blessed him triple folds, got him another wife, and he had more children after Satan came to destroy his family, turn his family against him, killed all of his cattle, you know, destroy his house, everything. He was still worshiping God no matter what. He was on his knees worshiping God with all he had, and Satan had not even an inch in. He even gave him a disease, and it still didn't mess him up. And God sat down and said, Satan, you have enough, and he stopped it, and he blessed him triple folds. Then he saw, he gave him a new life, he gave him a new wife, gave him more kids. He blessed him with even more than what he had before. That's what's going to happen to you, Jason. I know it's going to happen.
Amen.
But
Praise God.
But I want to say, you know, thank you all for listening in today, and we're going to have some more shows. It's going to be next Thursday around 10 a.m., then Saturday at 10 a.m. So God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.
On your mind today, it always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they cause is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. Your pride, it moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right.